Talking about the cattle, and we're joined now by some of the agents at the sale. Scott Cooper and Luke Sikluna have joined us now on the Country Hour. Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon, Mike. Good afternoon, Lara.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Lara.
And as the cattle bellowing on cue, and first of all to you, Luke, we were chatting earlier, the cattle here in front of us, some of them don't look too bad.
Yeah, it's sort of mixed yarding here today. We're still in the local area around Gunnedah. We've been fortunate enough to have a little bit of rain, and we're seeing some better conditioned cattle coming through. But it depends on where the cattle then are sourced from, and we're also seeing cattle that are coming from areas north of here back towards the Barabinga area, which is obviously doing it quite tough. And those cattle are still lacking condition and showing the signs of.
And you were saying some of the earlier cattle that was sold were showing signs of that just at the front of the sale.
Yeah, there was a run of Santa Cross cows at the start of the sale that were definitely in store condition, probably had calves taken off them a month or two ago, but haven't been able to recover and put weight back on yet. So.
And Scott, a similar tale for you from what you've been seeing in terms of the quality, a bit up and down, or just depends if you jag a bit of rain here and there or whatever?
Yeah, look, Mike, very similar to what Luke said. We are very lucky around Gunnedah at the moment. We probably went from being one of the worst to one of the best in a short amount of time with that lucky break of rain that we got back in March, although it was only isolated and probably back to the eastern side of this particular area. Certainly you only got to go 15 minutes west of Gunnedah and, you know, the Goolai area and back towards Coonabarabin. It's quite ordinary, as is that Bingra Baraba area on the northern side, like Luke touched on there before. But we've got people lucky enough that do have some cattle on crop, and I'm sure we're seeing the signs of that here in our market today. Like, we have some very well finished cattle, we do have some lighter conditioned cattle, but look, we all live in hope. We're halfway through winter as of 12 o'clock today, so we're on the back end and hopefully heading in towards a break in the spring. So.
Well, that's what everyone's hoping for. Although today, a beautiful day here today for living weather, you know, beautiful and sunny and hardly a breath of wind at all, but that's not what people want to see in the midwinter.
Yeah, look, exactly. Although it hasn't rained, if we have days like this, our cattle and our sheep, our stock get through it all right. Yesterday was a pretty ordinary day with that cold wind, but if we can have the sun shine out, well, it is a lot easier on the cattle. So.
And in terms of, Luke, who's buying it? Who's buying the cattle? Are they looking to restock? Is it going to the abattoirs? Yeah. Who's buying?
So we're obviously seeing a lift in the market here today, and we have seen that over the last couple of weeks. So we're getting extra processor competition, and that's coming from further afield. We're starting to see the southern processors and feedlotters active in our market. They're obviously running out of some supply in the south. There's been some good rain back in Wagga and in the southern part, and back into Wodonga and into Victoria. So we're seeing those southern processors now coming further north and coming to Dubbo, into our market, Gunnedah, Tamworth, to source stock. We're seeing a little bit of restocker competition, a bit more activity on that, and that is certainly driven by the southerners again, and maybe a little bit of local competition of someone that might have been lucky enough to get some oats in. So
you mentioned the restockers there. Yeah. What are the sentiments, though, that you're hearing from people around the yards?
Oh, look, they'd love to be buying stock in. They know these prices we're still seeing on the restocking cattle are under where it will get to when we finally see a widespread break across the eastern seaboard, which hopefully is not too far away. The restocking cattle are still very viable compared to what the finish article is worth. So, they want to step in and probably buy some, but they need to have the feed first.
And Scott, with the pricing, we've heard that, you know, despite the long nature of the drought, the pricing still holding up, and is that because the people still want the red meat, they still want the beef, they still want the lamb?
Yeah, look, I think Luke touched on it there before. The shortage in supply, and we've sold a lot of cattle over the last 3 years, and unfortunately a lot of cows have been sold for the wrong reason. And, you know, we've got people, and not only in this area, and I'm sure Luke's got them unfortunately too, but, you know, just in our business, I've had clients sell their entire breeding herd. I've had clients sell all their trading cattle as well, and you know there's plenty of those stories around,
and they just really got to a point where they felt they had no choice.
Well, I think it becomes emotional, it's physical, it's financial. We've fed through the last 12 months, and look, I'm a half glass full type person. I think we agriculture is a great thing to be in. We all need to stick together, and the help and the resources that have been there for people over the last 12 months, I think, are tremendous. And we've got to keep talking to each other. The prices we're seeing here today, you go south, they're nearly historical highs on a cow market down south. Yes, they are going back into the meat market, but that's just what's happening, given the shortage of supply. And I think it could be anything. Talking to a colleague of mine in Victoria yesterday, like through South Australia and through the Wimmera, they're on the edge of having a very big grain season down there. If we get some of that grain back into our system, some stubbles back into the feedlot industry, like the commodity prices, that's what we're short on. If we can get that back into the system and get this whole show going like it normally does. You mentioned lamb before, touching, you know, plenty of times over $10 a kilo. We're a red meat protein as well that's making in excess of $6 a kilo now for the better end. I think, you know, the market is in a good, healthy state if we can get our season to go with it. So.
And that's sort of what we're hearing too from the buyers, the export buyers as well, that the export demand, Luke, is still red hot. And it's all over the world for Australian red meat. It's just being able to produce it.
They want our product, yeah. Michael and Lara. It's we've got that clean green image, and we've got to make sure we retain that. The processes have opened up new markets over the last few years, and this drought is obviously going to set us back for supply. And let's just hope that we don't lose our toe in the water with those markets, because we've got so much growth for Australian product going into the future.
And with trade wars and China and those things, the US in many parts of the world, they're on the nose as suppliers, so right. You know, that could be leverage for us.
Yeah, without a doubt. So we just let's all hope that we're not far away from that break in the season, so we can continue to to fatten livestock off pastures and grass, because that's also becoming a big part of our industry, along with the grain feeding. But let's hope we can keep the supply coming for the demand.
Talking to some of the producers today here, Scott, some were saying it's not too long down the track when they really do have to really bite the bullet and just completely destock. And they're saying we will see a flood into the market, or have we already seen some of that happening already?
I think we've experienced that for the last 12 months. Like I said before, it's a lot of people in this part of the world, all through New South Wales, Queensland, and, you know, touching into Victoria, that's been happening for a while now, where they've come to the end, their fodder resources have run out. It's very dear to buy fodder if you can get it at all. So, yes, we would see that here today, as in every centre on the eastern seaboard, I'm sure. So, and look, it will continue. We're not out of jail by any means. The 15 mils we had the other day gives us a breath of fresh air.
Buys a bit of time, yeah.
That's about all it does. We're just hope and pray that we get that next break of rain and get the grass happening. Like, we need our country to regenerate, to get some fodder back into the paddocks. And, you know, with the warmer weather and heading into spring, let's hope that happens. So
We've heard, obviously fodder for the last 12 months has been the big issue. We know water now is becoming really hard to come by. We're running out of it day by day. How much is water a part of the destocking we're seeing now?
Look, it was a massive part around Christmas time, Lara, when it was hot, touching either side of 40 degrees in this part of the world, and hotter the further west you go. Gunnedah, we did have a bit of a reprieve back in March. We were lucky that we got 4 inches of rain around the town, and, you know, even the clients that we've got out around Goolai and that Mullally area, they still haven't got feed, but they do have water. The country did run water. A lot of the storages, if they're not full, were three parts full. And we are, I guess, lucky in this Liverpool Plains at the Gunnedah Basin, our underground water, touch wood, is very safe. So, you know, it's water for this part of the world is not too bad, but, you know, you go north, you hear of the Walpers and the Tenorfields, and, you know, even Tamworth to our east is, you know, it is a massive concern. Lake Keep, it's empty. So, you know, I've been here 24 years, and, you know, there's a lot of people been here longer than me, and we've never seen our major storages, and there's only one thing that's going to fix that, and that's a major rain. So.
And, Luke, people have been saying that, you know, making those comparisons between 65 with you, talking about that was the worst and this is worse?
Yeah, look, we always get comparisons. Scott and I have both been agents here over 20 years and Gunnedah, we've seen a few droughts, but this one's certainly goes around the ones that we've been through, but you always hear the stories and revert back to the 60s. I think back in the 60s you didn't have the transport, we couldn't get fodder from away, so there's a lot of other factors that came into it at the time. Now we've got trucking and we can truck fodder from a long distance away. That all comes at a cost. So someone said to me 12 months ago this time last year that we'll still be talking about the drought this time next year, I would have said you're crazy. But anyway, here we are, we're still talking about it, but let's hope the light's at the end of the tunnel somewhere.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks very much for joining us and putting a bit of a light on what's happening here in Gunnedah and the sale yards and in regards to the cattle and on the country out today. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Lara.